Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to talk about farms in Chinese. We have Mauricio Rossi. Mauricio is the co-founder and vice chairman of Edge Farm. Hi, Mauricio, 你好。
Hi, ciao.
Hi, ciao. Right, I know you have a fascinating, it's like an incubator, a campus, and it's the place where ideas are generated, entrepreneurship is promoted, and people create amazing things, and they live and learn and make things and work. It's called Edge Farm. It's just off Venice. And can you describe a little bit about Edge Farm and how did you come up with the idea and what it's about?
Yeah. Okay. So it's habitat of people. Each letter stands for human. That's human factor.
Right.
We are inspired by the human factor. It's a relevant aspect for all the project because the human philosophy mm-hmm. is a driving force for us. So
right.
The idea came out almost 13 years ago, and it was about creating an environment for the next tech native entrepreneur generation.
Yeah, let's come back to that in a sec. And then the way to say the farm in Chinese, we say 农庄.
农庄?
Or 农场.
农场.
Yeah, let's start with the first word. 农.
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 That's it. And then it's the second tone. So we go up and the Chinese character is actually the combination between the symbol of like two hands that holding a bundle. And then that indicates there was the harvesting. And then the second part of the character is the field. So that indicates the location. So the person is holding the grains on the field. That indicates the whole character means agriculture. So 农 is agriculture.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the second word, we either use 庄 or 场. 庄 means village. So the agricultural village, and that actually 农庄 together, that means like a little farmhouse with a field and then with the people who live there, work there. And then that's like a cottage. So 农庄.
I think that 农庄 makes a really lot of sense. I should learn Chinese because that's how you explain. It's really like what is Edge Farm today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exactly a village. It's a platform where it's not more about startup, but it's more about innovation at large and getting people.
Yes, it is. And also in terms of both in English and in Chinese, 农庄 or farm, actually there's a second layer of the meaning. That's a metaphor of incubating, growing, and also either spreading either the seeds or ideas. And here the seed could be all metaphor as well.
Yeah.
So 农庄.
农庄?
Yeah, and then another way of saying it is 农场. 场 means the space, the field.
Oh.
And so 场, 农场.
农场.
Yeah, 场. So when we say 农场, instead of picturing a little cottage with an incubation and then the human interaction, and 农场, I would feel a bit more industrial.
Yeah.
And like the big field of the farm. And then, but in ancient China, of course, there was not much difference. And nowadays, the difference in farming, either small scale or large scale, like in America, it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
So when I think about 农场, I'm thinking about bigger space, open space, more manufacturing.
Yeah.
But 农庄, I have the sense of there's a homegrown, local consumption.
Yeah.
That's my own interpretation, but I get more sense of that human touch. And then in your case, Edge Farm, as you said, Edge represents human. And we can either, if you want to really translate that into Chinese, the way to say human, we say 人类.
人类.
Yeah, 人类. Yeah, 人 means person.
Yes.
And it's only two strokes and it looks like that.
Yeah.
At the moment, the two stroke looks like a person, a very long, thin person walking. And then in ancient time, one stroke represent the hand, the other stroke represent the foot. And then and in modern days, it's just simple two strokes around. So that's 人.
人.
Yeah, and that's person. And then the second character, 类, that means kind or type. So 人类 together is human.
Fascinating, the Chinese. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, so your incubator, in this case, I would not translate into 人类农庄 because that sounds a little bit too literal. And in this case, I would say this is H, 农庄.
农庄.
Yeah. So the philosophy behind this incubator is to have the, can I say that's a community in this case, where people work and live and exchange ideas and make things happen.
You know, there is a 13 years journey. And there is a big evolution.
Yeah.
So the incubator is just a component today. So today, H-Form is a company, is a public listed in the stock market.
Yeah.
And today we define ourselves a platform. It's a platform that we deal with innovation, transformation, and thanks of the Nongzhuang.
Yeah, Nongzhuang.
So that's what it is about H-Form today.
Yeah. Okay. You know, the way to say, the people working in the farm.
Yeah.
We say 农夫.
农夫?
Yeah, 农夫. 农 is the same word, agriculture.
Yeah.
Yeah, 夫 is actually, in the ancient time, it means adult man.
Yeah, it's a kind of farmer.
Yeah, the farmer. And then, as you can imagine, in ancient China, the guys had to work in the farm. So 农夫.
农夫?
Yeah, 农夫. And in this case, we can also say the members in your H 农庄 is they are all 农夫.
Yeah, 农夫 works into the 农庄.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So you as the modern 农夫, you work on the cultivating of technologies and innovation.
Yes, exactly.
That's very cool. Okay, thank you so much, Mauricio, for sharing with us. Today we talk about the farm 农庄. And to say human, we say 人类, farmer, 农夫. Please don't forget to visit H Farm when you go to Venice, or at least check out their website. It's an incredible concept, and I hope you the best, and then you can bring the concept to the rest of the world. Thank you, Mauricio.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.